SEL Extra.
Smoked like fucking did like a no oxygen deal here.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like people arrive and I'm just like completely sedated, you know.
I did that before because we went down to Edmonton to see a show on Tuesday, and we got in Edmonton at 6, and the show started at 7. So I just spent from 6 to 7 just smoking, and I was a wreck. By the time I got to the show, man, it was great. And I seen a cousin that I hadn't seen in 15 years from Newfoundland, like 16-hour flight away. It was weird.
What show? Oh, you want to talk about it on the show? What you went to and shit? Or what?
I mean, do you want? We can keep it on the SAL Extra if you want to.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, cool, I mean? Too.
So, it was Against Me was the headliner. But the openers were a Canadian band called The Dirty Nil and, Bleached, which is, just a female band from LA or something like that. It was really good. Like The Dirty Nil is much like, I've played a Dirty Nil song at the end of the show once.
Oh, right, man.
They got a couple good songs. No Weaknesses is pretty good. And then there's Bleached. Bleached is like a female Weezer. This is the way I describe it. And you know what Against Me is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a pretty good show.
I think I do. I'm like against, like, I think that I might be mixing them up with other bands in my
Hold
head.
Hold on now. Hold on. I might be able, I can solve this for us very easily, you see.
All
right. Remember, I am a genius.
Some, like, I know they're like a punk band of some kind.
Yeah, like, they're somewhat punk. Aren't they? You know what I mean? Like, it's.
Yeah. I don't know, a lot of bands, like, that I know of them, but I'm not, like, a fan of them.
Yeah.
I get mixed up. I'm like, you know, because there's, like, a million fucking bands.
So now I'm going to.
Against Me? No, that band, that's Against Four. Oh, okay. Not Against Me, Against Four.
Against Four? I don't even know what the fuck.
Yeah, is that again? Against Sevenfold, dude.
I don't think they're much like Avenged Sevenfold, actually.
No, but. No, I'm just saying like how bands have all fucking similar ass names.
Oh, okay, so I'm gonna show you the one song that I know you've heard from them.
Okay,
but now this is not really them. You know what I mean? It's like the popular side. I don't know. Can you hear this?
Yeah, I can.
Right, so there's that one. But then, like, a lot of their new stuff is, like, I don't know. Well, he turned into a girl, right?
Who did?
The lead singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I listened to a band where that happened. Life of Agony, I'm a big fan of that band.
I mean,
it's an interesting deal.
It brings a lot
of
eyes.
It's just weird when, like, you listen to a band, right? You know, and it's like you're used to that dude, and then it's, like in Life of Agony, Keith Caputo is now Mina Caputo.
Yeah, see, he was Tom Gable, now he's Laura Jane Grace.
Yeah, he's got tits and stuff now.
This guy does too, because like we were like right above.
Yeah,
and you could just see it as like, oh man, he's got boobs.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I think it's like. It's cool that, like, the bandmates are cool, you know, enough to be like, fucking A, man, you know, and that the fans, you know, like, I'm sure Life of Agony, see, that's a difference there. That crowd, I would guess, is more, Against Me, that is, would be more accepting of that, of something like that, than, like, Life of Agony is a fucking New York hardcore band.
Yeah, they I agree. It's a harder road for them.
I bet they lost a lot of fucking people. I don't give a shit, man.
No, I could give two flying fucks.
Someone said something to me about, like, oh, the new Life of Agony album. They're like, oh, that's just weird. And I'm like, still sings the same, dude.
Yeah,
still sounds like the same fucker, so.
Man, like, who cares? Really? Really?
Yeah.
It's not being pushed on you, so fuck it.
Yeah, it's just cool, though. I think it's cool that, like, you know, because people could be dicks about that.
Of course.
Again, New York hardcore guys be like, what? No, dude. But to stand behind somebody in your band, like, fucking, you know, do what you got to do, and we're going to fucking keep rocking, you know?
Yep.
I'm sure they've gotten shit. I mean, I'm sure you play places, right? And there's got to be some fucking asshole.
Well, yeah,
in the crowd.
I'm sure. I didn't see anything, though, at this show. It seemed pretty good.
Josh Homme on a motherfucker. He's the king of that shit. You ever watch this? Like, There's whole compilation videos of Josh Homme from
just fucking Queens of the eviscerating Stone Age. Somebody in the crowd.
Just disemboweling people in the crowd.
I fucking love it. By the way, too, that new Queens of the Stone Age album is fucking dope.
Oh, man. I couldn't disagree with you more.
Really? You don't like it? I loved it. I
just had a conversation on my Facebook the other day with two of my buddies who are hardcore Queens fans.
Yeah.
And we all three don't like it.
Really? Oh, just the start, like when that song came out, what's it called? The Way You Used to Move or something like that?
Yeah.
Or whatever. I fucking loved that.
I don't. Yeah. It's
now,
like,
see, now me and you have varying different tastes in music too, right?
That's true. That's true. I listen to I listen to all kinds of shit. Well, which is a cliche, but I actually do listen to all kinds of shit.
Well, yeah,
because
me and you have talked about the Strokes, right? Like, which is a band that I didn't even dream that you would have liked.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, not anymore. But like back in the day, fucking the Strokes, like that. What was the first album they put out that was like the big hit, kind of for them?
That one, Last Night. That song, Last Night.
I don't like that song, but
no,
the
I
other
fucking
songs,
love that song.
Oh yeah, the other songs on that album are really fucking awesome. But what was my point? I was making a point. I lost my point because I'm fucked.
You were talking about how fuck. I don't even know, man.
We need a chat room. You know, some of these other shows have like live chat rooms, and they help them throughout the show all the time. We've got no help.
None.
Like
none.
What was Jim ranting about? Who knows, dude.
It was something about the Queens of the Stone. Or we started
the new Queens of the Stone Age album. I don't like it. I think it's like a weird 50s greaser. Like, it's not heavy. It's got no balls at all.
Yeah, and see,
like Queens rocking, man.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. There's a band called the Lemon Twigs, and they're a bunch of teenagers that do like 50s doo-wop. I fucking love them. Right? I can get into that kind of music. I like that. So that's where.
Are you a fan of OG Queens?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Caius too or not?
Yep, I like Caius too. I didn't like. Now it wasn't until years later that I found out Queens of the Stone Age was, you know, the guy, one of the guys from Caius. But
that's funny because like I'm old enough that I remember like when Caius albums would come out and shit.
Really?
we all listened to the fucking Caius, like when the Circus Leaves Town.
Yeah,
I think it's what it's called.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I remember when that came out, man. Which that had to be what? I don't know.
Early 90s.
Long ass time ago, man. But yeah, I don't like it. I just don't think it has any balls. Like I like,
and I can see what you mean from. I know the point of view you're taking, right? You're talking about crunch heavy, right? And just distort.
And I'm
cool
with like lighter Queen songs. Like I love "Make It With You." That song is amazing.
It is,
you know. But like this whole album, there's not any really ass kicking. Like I don't think it's just 50s rock to me. It's like he's gone kind of fucking sideways. He's got a pompadour now, and he thinks he's like.
Now, mind you, they did have the producer of this album produce like big pop albums this year, last year, right? So
yeah,
and I think Foo Fighters went the same way. Justin Timberlake is on the Foo Fighters album. Right? He's like, what the fuck?
Oh, the new one, really?
Yeah. They got drunk or something, and he came over. And
I have no issue with that. Justin Timberlake is a pop act that's actually fucking.
No, I get you.
Decent.
I get you, but
this is gonna be a revelation right here on CL Extra.
Right, right.
Justin Timberlake's first solo album, Justified, is fucking awesome, dude. It's like
Michael
Jackson worship. It's amazing.
Cry me a river.
Cry me a river's on there. That's
sexy back.
Oh, and that's not on there. I don't think.
Oh, it's gotta be. That was like his first solo song.
Yeah, it's got that weird acoustic song.
I don't know.
I just wanna love you, baby.
Oh,
yeah. It's like it's fucking. That kid can sing, man. I Justin Timberlake.
I'd rather not have it in my Foo Fighters album because I'm a big Foo Fighters fan as well.
Yeah, Foo Fighters. That's like what they do now. I guess dances and shit. Do you see Dave Grohl's shit from Dave Grohl's fucking birthday party?
No,
they had like everybody there. Tenacious D, K came out and did a couple songs. Paul Stanley came out and did a Kiss song with them. David Lee Roth, DLR himself, came out and sang fucking Panama with them. Like, they just had all these motherfuckers. And then you saw the Rick Astley thing, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that was from his birthday?
No, that wasn't.
Oh,
that
was, okay.
No. But that's their thing now. It's like, I think that cover of fucking Astley's song is awesome.
It is.
I listened to that song for like a couple times that when it came out.
And you know, like, what though? I've always liked that song anyways. Never gonna give you up.
I like that too.
Dude, it's such a catchy song.
That's why when Rick Rolling came out and everyone was like, oh, this is like, I was like, that's...
Yeah, bring it on, buddy.
Yeah, you're gonna play an awesome song. It's like, it's probably better than whatever video it was that I clicked on any fucking way.
Do you remember when you'd call somebody and they had a ringback tone and you had to listen to whatever shit music they were listening to at the time?
Is that a thing anymore?
I don't think it's a thing anymore, but did you ever encounter that?
Oh, I did that to people, yeah.
I did too. It's like, I put the worst song in the world.
Like, what was that?
Oh, fuck. That was like, probably like 2006.
So what was the worst song ever?
Right? Oh, just like, just songs, whatever was the big pop hit at the time. You know what I mean? Like, let's get Fergie's fucking... I don't know, whatever the fuck, you know, just make people listen to that.
Way more common than the shitty music is, like, when, at least here on Verizon and shit, when you would lapse on it or it would run out,
yeah,
and you didn't buy another one, it would do this, this like symphony kind of thing. And because all my friends are fucking broke ass musicians and artists and fucking, you know, like, that's what you got whenever you called anybody, because nobody had it on there anymore. Broke motherfuckers can't afford them ringback tones. Whistle Paul, we can't buy ringback tones. Same old shit, man. New Foo Fighters record sucks.
Yeah.
Fuck, it sucks, man.
I agree. But, like, it's... I don't know. It's like, I can live with like the first, was it? I got to look at the set list now, or the set list, the track listing. But, there's two songs really that actually caught my eye, and that was it.
The one that's been out forever, right? Run.
Run.
I think it's the best song on the album, in my opinion.
Yeah. Run and Sky is a Neighborhood or something like that.
That's what everybody's saying. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, those two songs are all right. Other than that.
Yeah.
It's world music, man. It's fucking world music. And it's just same shit, you know, we talked about like last week with the Queens of the Stone Age record. They go out and get these pop producers and they just got these fucking artsy fartsy bullshit albums. I don't know. You're a rock band.
And you know what though? Even you can equate it to Coheed and Cambria did the exact same thing. Their latest album was the same guy that did like Young and the Giants album, and it's very soft.
What is their latest album even called?
The Color Before the Sun.
I don't think I like that either.
See,
was the album before that?
The Afterman Dissension.
That album's fucking cool.
It's fucking dope. I love the Afterman albums. I think they're really good.
Yeah. I think I know how it is as a musician. You know, like, I've been in bands that, you know, like, I was in a band that started off as like a... I don't know. Our first album was like a death metal grind punk album. And then like by our second album, we started going like, you know, more sideways. And I'm like, I'm not going to use the fucking death growl. Like low, you know what I'm saying? Like a low guttural. I'm like, I'm revamping completely. So like I started doing all these different vocals. And by our, the third fucking, well, we never did record the third album. But all the shit we had for that was even more, like, you know, so I get evolution and shit like that, but I don't know, to get to a point where you're just like...
A completely different, it's just foreign.
I think it's buying into your own hype, you know?
You can look at it that way, yeah. I don't know.
A little bit.
To me, it's like, you're a rock band, you know what I mean?
And I think for me, both those bands are lost, I think. I bet Queens and Foo Fighters will not come back around. And maybe Foo Fighters, but...
Nah. They, like, well, like, you take a... You know, I think the problem with the Foo Fighters could be they're always trying to do something different so that everybody looks at them. You know what I mean?
They're already the biggest rock band in the world.
I mean, yeah, but like the last album, recording a song in a different city and writing the song in the city, like you're pigeonholed then. You know what I mean? The song.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's like getting fucking artsy fartsy about shit, right?
Yeah, no, but that album was actually pretty good. I liked Sonic Highways. I thought it was dope. But this, I don't know. It's like because they even had like an EP come out before this that Saint Cecilia was on it or something like that. That was pretty good. But this, I didn't
like that last album. Whatever it's like with
Sonic Highways.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I know like some people really liked it. To me, Wasted Light or Wasting Light, whatever.
That was this is their best album, in my opinion.
That album's fucking great, man. Yeah. That album is fucking great.
From top to bottom, every song has re-listenable abilities. It's amazing.
And like, people are like, oh, maybe you just need to listen to the new one a little more. Like I didn't have one listen of that album, and I knew it was the tits. You know, like I don't need to listen to a shitty album more than once. I'm good.
No, I find too, if I listen to something a couple times, I'll find more out of it because like I don't mind softer stuff, you know what I mean? But
well, I do too, but I don't mind softer stuff too, but it's just it's always done, you know?
Take on it, no, don't worry about it. My take on it is like when I go to the Foo Fighters, like this is what I'm expecting, you know what I mean? You know, I go to this band, this is what I'm wanting to get. And when I get this, it's like, well, I could have gotten that somewhere else.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. I was just let down by both of them. So, which sucks because I'm a big fan of both. Like, I'm a big Foo Fighters fan.
Me too. And me too.
They are, like, I always thought they were this crazy situation because they are a band that, like, they might be the most acceptable music on the planet, you know what I'm saying?
It's
like
possible,
I feel like
when
you hang out with somebody who doesn't like the same kind of shit you do, you almost anybody can agree. Like, yeah, throw on some Foo Fighters, you know?
Yeah, it's true though.
You know, in a era of like MTV where there's no bands left, like Foo Fighters are the last band, rock band.
Yeah, like traditional. You know,
I can't think of it. Like, what are some of the other ones? They've all died off.
Well, like, I mean, you can look and say that other bands have been, you know, there's other rock bands, but not as big as the Foo Fighters.
Right, like, if you watch, like, an MTV fucking Music Awards, the Foo Fighters might play on there.
They might, but that's the only rock band you're going to see.
Well, yeah, it's the only fucking rock band who has made it to that level. I don't know, it's a weird deal, but I don't like the new album. I think they've gone fucking sideways. And where in your fucking mind, Dave Grohl, as like dude who grew up playing punk drums and played in the fucking Nirvana and recorded the first Foo Fighters album by himself in a laundry room, to like, oh, I think fuck, we should get that guy who produced Adele's album. What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Yeah, I mean, just get Butch Vig again, man. Like, Jesus,
what's wrong with him? Yeah, his shit's. I mean, well, never mind. It's like way too clean.
It's very polished, but I mean, it's what changed music to be what it is today.
That's true, right? Nirvana probably wouldn't have. Nirvana wouldn't have broken through with like the production of In Utero.
No,
fucking never mind. So
not a chance.
You got to do that first, I guess, right?
Yeah,
that is what helped them become so huge. Is that fucking super slick production that Butch Vig did on that album?
Yeah, because like if you went into In Utero expecting Nevermind, you no longer like Nirvana. You know what I mean?
Oh, that was just them like
saying fuck
you. That was just them stabbing back at the popularity that they got.
Yeah.
Like, because In Utero is fucked. That album,
dude, it's something else, isn't it?
It's fucking awesome. What song? I forget what song it is on that. It starts with these fucking like the worst sounds in the world.
I can't remember.
It's like, you want to hear the most annoying sound in the world? And it's like, it's that from the beginning. Or like, dude, songs like Tourette's. How fucking badass. I love that song.
Yeah. Yeah. I In Utero is probably, in my opinion, their best album.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's like, I like different stuff. You know what I mean? Like if you put a different kind of instrument or a different sound, or if you're playing a little bit different, I fucking dig it. You know, like play out of tune, I don't care. You know, like that's different.
I won't go that far.
No, you know, like I don't know if you'd call it out of tune, but like it's just funky. You know,
that'd
what I mean?
Be like fucking Jack White, like, hey, get a fucking, you know, a retarded person to play drums.
Well, like, now, mind you,
he sucks ass at drums. I like the White Stripes, but I wish that that band had an actual fucking drummer.
Yeah. Now, did I ever tell you about how the White Stripes played a one-note show in my home province of Newfoundland?
No, that sounds fucking stupid, though.
They literally went on stage, played one note, and walked off. It was free and advertised as a one-note show.
And the point of it is what?
I have no idea. It was filmed for a documentary, though, when they played in every province in Canada.
Yeah, I remember that documentary. I've seen that.
Yeah, so yeah, when they go to Newfoundland, that's what they did. They play the one-note show, and I believe they play a show. Or they, I don't know, I don't even know if they play a show in Newfoundland. I think the one-note show is the show that they play in Newfoundland. Because, like, one of them they play in, was it a retirement home in Nunavut or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
With like, a native drummer?
Well, they play somewhere, too, with your Canadian version of those dudes who wear the weird hats and guard shit, whatever the fuck.
The RCMP?
Is that what I was?
You tell me, like, the Red Jackets and stuff? The the Mounties. Well, I mean, you call them a Mountie, just like fucking Jacques Rougeau, right?
Nah, they had, like, the big fucking hat things on. You know those assholes in England that, like, you know, they're not supposed to react to anything?
Oh, yeah.
I think you guys have something like that. I seem to remember, like, them over that, but...
Hey, man, if we got something like that, it's the first I know about it, but I'm not doubting you.
But, yeah, man, if you talk about, like, where Queens of the Stone Age and Nirvana are, or not Nirvana, excuse me, Foo Fighters are not...
Nirvana's dead.
Imagine if Nirvana was still a thing. It would be the same fucking bullshit.
Honestly, I don't think...
It would end up being garbage.
I don't think there is a scenario in this world where Kurt Cobain's alive past 1994. Dude, I don't think there is. He was going to kill himself. It was just going to happen. It was that, either that, or they were just going to stop doing shit. He just wasn't going to do it no more. That's my opinion.
I think he'd have been around still. He'd be like playing acoustic cut shows right now.
just fucking playing the man who sold the world.
do you think he killed himself? You're not on the bandwagon.
Not even for a second. I don't believe it for a second.
I'm not a conspiracy theory person, but man, there's some stuff on that.
It all depends on what you watch. You know, you watch one and she's a devil. You watch another one and he's taking advantage of retarded chicks when he was a kid. So, like, which one's more fucked up?
Thing?
Yeah, like Montage of Heck. It was the documentary done for HBO.
Yeah, but wasn't that one complete fucking horseshit?
Like horseshit. You mean like in fabricated this, or like,
yeah, just false?
I have no idea, but I didn't hear any outrage on that story and being not true, so I'm assuming it's true.
I mean, what, are we going to start condemning people for diddling? No, just,
well, I mean...
I can't defend. I was going to defend it for a joke, but I'm like, no, I can't even go that far.
Somebody will somewhere will be upset.
There you go. Someone on my list, too, I mentioned that. They're like, oh, there's a new Marilyn Manson album coming out. I'm like, are you fucked? Like... Marilyn Manson, like I'm gonna go out and buy a new Marilyn Manson album.
No,
oh, fuck. I'll just keep listening to Antichrist Superstar. Thanks.
I've actually gotten really into a band called White Reaper. They got an album out called The Best American Band in the World, and it's really good. It's really good.
Sounds like cock rock to me.
No, it's not cock rock.
I'm sure it's not. But
actually, there's a song. If you listened all the way through to last week's episode, the last song is them.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of whatever that was.
Yeah, no, I can see you not being a fan, but like I said, our shit is completely different, like fucking night and day.
Show has fucking standard of musical. No.
It has a standard of it has to be heavy and it has to have growls.
I care way less about what the closer is than the opener.
Exactly. Who stays around for the closer? The closer is usually my song. I usually just...
not always. I mean,
No. I always take liberties with the closer.
I like that we put the whole thing at the end in case you do want to hang out and finish it, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of shows, like, they'll play like 30 seconds and that's it. That's something that I always liked on this. I was like, leave a fucking last song.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to sue us, right?
We don't have anything.
Exactly.
Plus, going to sue us for like half of the dollar that some guy gives us every month? They're going to take like 33% of one of our fucking dollar Patreon donations?
Wait now. Wait now.
So Samoa Joe, you take your 33 and a third chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 and a third chance of winning at Sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one.
It never ends. It's so long. It's literally 30 seconds.
It's awesome.
But when you said 33%, I was like, oh, man, I've got to do it.
Well, that's pretty much it. What are they going to do? Like, sorry, Keith Martin, some of your fucking donation is going to
you know,
whatever fucking band.
So what have you, like, when you described the Lego game as being like Grand Theft Auto, in what ways is it like Grand Theft Auto? Is this like open world or?
Yeah, well, it's Lego City Undercover. It originally came out for the Wii U. Like, you know, in 2012.
Okay.
And I was really stoked. Like, I'm not a Nintendo, you know, I'm not going to buy a console from them, but I was stoked about it. I was like, that game looks fucking cool. It finally came out, I don't know how recently, on Xbox One and PS4. And it is a, yeah, it's like Grand Theft Auto. It's open world. You know, you drive cars, you fly fucking planes, you, I don't know, you're like an undercover cop. So it's pretty cool, man. It's like, it has like the good parts of the other Lego games, but definitely expanded upon on this one.
I bought
It's funny, man. It's like, it's actually funny. Like, there is references to movies. There's references to like fucking Shawshank Redemption, and you know, there's a guy in there who's very like Clint Eastwood.
Does he? Does at some point in time say the Yellow Man? Went through, waded through waist high shit.
No.
No.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a really good game. I actually got sucked in. I played the fuck out of it last night. I played it for like 5 hours.
Holy fuck. How great would it be if Morgan Freeman narrated a game?
Yeah. There's a knockoff of Morgan Freeman in the game.
Is there?
Yeah, you help this dude escape from a prison, and he's there, like, helping you set up this prison break. It's pretty good.
So that's the Shawshank Redemption bit.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. And there's like a guy who's like Dirty Harry. He's also a police officer, but he's like super fucking over the top anxious all the time.
Okay.
And it's got like references to all kinds of movies and The Matrix and all kinds of bullshit.
Well, have you ever seen the Lego movie? I thought that was great.
I love the Lego movie.
Man, it's so fun to watch.
I thought it was awesome.
Dude. Yeah.
Like, Mrs. Vicious was just, like, not into it, but she hates, like, everything that I like. You know, if I suggest something to her, then she automatically doesn't like it because she doesn't like stuff I like. I don't know.
Now, tell me this. Now, if a friend suggested the same thing after, would she like it?
I don't know. I mean, she doesn't really hate everything I like, but she just, yeah, she doesn't like a lot of the movies. Like, I won't let her watch The Big Lebowski.
Because you don't want her to ruin it for you?
It's like, fuck you. You don't. Yeah. I know you're gonna hate it. Then fuck it. We're not gonna watch it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I don't. I think that's a movie I would never watch with a chick.
Oh, this is
unless she
movie.
Told me she loved it.
Yeah. Well. Exactly. And they're out there, you know. But
of course, of course.
We disagree a lot on movies and shit like that.
What about music?
She likes some good music, you know, but she likes a lot of weird, like, old shit, you know. She's like way into like Janis Joplin. Fleetwood Mac is like her favorite fucking band, probably.
Well, I can respect that though. I can respect that. Could be worse. She could be.
But
you
she
know,
listens
like
Slipknot and Pantera and shit like that too. But she's huge in like Metallica, whatever. But yeah, she likes a lot of weird like old, like what the fuck is not even. It's not Marvin Gaye. Who the fuck is it? Otis Redding.
Huge Otis Redding mark. What? Who the fuck is a huge Otis Redding mark these days?
Yeah, Mrs. Vicious is, man.
I guess so. Holy.
She grew up with her father, so it was like her and her, you know, old man, and he's like he plays guitar and drums and all that shit, so he's into like, you know, older rock and older music and shit, so I suppose she got into it from that. I mean, like, there's stuff like that, right? Like, that's the reason that I love fucking Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell, because my parents listened to it all the fucking time when I was a kid.
See, I got a buddy that loves that album, and I make fun of him all the time. I fucking hate Meatloaf so much.
Battle of the Hell is awesome, though. Like, oh, it's
a let me sleep thing. On it. Baby, yeah. Baby, let me sleep on it. Is that from Battle of the Hell?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like the only one I know.
Yeah, it is. I don't know, man. Yeah, stuff like that. And like, I remember growing up listening to like Queen a lot. My parents listened to Queen. I remember being a little kid riding around in my parents' Camaro. Or our Camaro was a fucking Trans Am.
Nice.
And listening to fucking Bicycle Race. Like nice. Queen and shit.
Yeah.
It's awesome, dude.
Yeah, my parents always had like a wide range of stuff. You know, like they had, like if I went downstairs, there would be briefcases of cassette tapes. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. We never had any.
I remember those.
Man.
They look like fake leather on the outside.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Brown leather.
Man, we had so many of those. And just like, I would go through and I'd look at some of them. And like, you know what I mean? Being from where I'm from, there was a lot of suspect stuff. Like, a lot of John Prine.
I don't even know that is.
Exactly. There was a lot of, just old stuff that I wouldn't like. But on the other hand, you know, when I was a kid, like, that's what got me into Soundgarden, because one of those tapes had Black Hole Sun in it, right? And I found that
super unknown.
No, it was just a mixtape, and one of the songs on the mixtape was Black Hole Sun.
Holy fuck, you're not that much younger than me. I remember like when Super Unknown came out in 94, I remember it being on MTV and like.
94, yeah, like, you got to think 94 of 7.
Oh, yeah, I guess I was 13, right? So that's a big... It doesn't seem like that big of a difference.
No, no,
it 6 doesn't. Years, but fucking
A,
it is.
At a certain gap, it's big. I found it at around like 90... I was... It was when my house burned down.
Holy fuck.
Did I ever tell you when my house burned down? I was 8. So I guess it wasn't too far after that. But I feel
Which one of you burned it down?
Well, you know, I don't know. It burned down while we were out of town. Wink, wink. As bad as that sounds. But yeah, no, it burned
old
while we were
out of town. Old man Fudge pulling some fucking...
pulling some electrical wires. I shouldn't be joking about it. He did get blamed for it for a while. But,
This is in Newfoundland?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just an electrical fire.
So I take it then it burned to the ground because it was in Newfoundland and they just have to do like a fucking bucket brigade or something.
You know what? That's not far off, man. You fill up the tank and you drive over and you spray it. And if you ran out, you had to go fill up the tank again.
No fire truck.
No, not really. Like, no fire hydrants. That's the main thing. There was fire trucks, no fire hydrants. So you
that's fucking rustic as shit.
Oh, man. Dude, it's still like it to this day. But there's only 500 people there. Fuck it.
In the town or what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 40 minutes away from the nearest gas station.
What the fuck?
Like, I lived right on the coast, right? So like on a shitty day, a windy day, the sea would hit the bottom of my house sometimes.
That so, sounds like, awesome.
Actually. Oh, dude, it was. I had my own like dock and everything because everybody had a dock, and then. Like, we'd look, you go on, you know, sit on the dock or something, you look straight ahead, and I could see a town. I could go to that town in 40 minutes on boat, but if I were to drive there, it would take me 3 to 4 hours. It's fucking insane. Yeah, 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 it's insane.
Well, if I ever fucking drop off the face of the planet and, like, everyone's, like, out looking for Jim Vicious, where the hell did he go? I'm out there.
That sounds awesome. Dude, and, like, the cost of living is super cheap, like... that town, it would be like a rent was something like $300-$400 a month.
You have to shit in an outhouse though?
Nope. That's only Bruce Springsteen thinks that.
So you got a shower. As long as they have a shower and shit. They got net. I kind of would like net.
They got everything.
Huh?
You can get everything. Like, there's high speed internet and everything.
Oh, fuck that. That's where I'm gonna drop off the face of the planet to.
You just need to drive 40 minutes to get gas. If you want to get a fresh steak, you'd have to drive about an hour and a half.
That's very inconvenient.
It is. You know, we do one big grocery run a month.
I'm too fucking spur of the moment for that.
You know? Me too. No fast food. No restaurant.
Because I'm like, dude, I'll just be like sitting. I'm like, I need a fucking piece of beef jerky. Like, get up at like 3 a.m. and like drive over to the gas station and get some beef jerky.
Yeah, you wouldn't you wouldn't be able to do that in Leeds and Tickles. Now, if you thought about that before 9 o'clock, sure. But not at 3 a.m.
Yeah, and so yeah, the 40 minutes. So I'd have to go to take a boat to go over there and get jerky.
SEL Extra.